Are we on the verge of a new era in sneaker release hype? We're going to discuss it this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everybody. As always, I'm your host, Matt Freites. I hope that this finds you well, and I hope that you enjoyed my discussion with Devante last week about leaders in sneakers. It actually got a lot of people to message me some of their point of views as it related to leadership, and I love the discourse that we had around it. Before we get started today, though, I do want to mention that if you want to follow me on Instagram at Fire Footwear Pod is the way to do that. You can find me on TikTok at the same handle. But I really want to let you know that if you are listening right now on Apple or Spotify, please give me a rating. It would be great if you could actually give me a review. But the more that you do that, especially people who I know listen and blissfully kind of just go on and they're subscribed. But when you give me a rating, it pops the show a little bit higher. And for those of you who are not subscribed to the YouTube channel, I would ask that you please go to YouTube, subscribe, watch the videos, like the videos, comment. I really want to start a community around this content. And we are ever so close to reaching the ultimate goals that we're looking for in terms of this community and in terms of this content. And I want to be able to give you the best content possible. And speaking of support and speaking of community, I had a supporter of the show reach out to me this week and sent me the article that was written by Complex. And I believe it was entitled something similarly to "Sneaker Companies Are Making Us Work Harder for Sneaker Releases." And he also posed a question about whether this was going to be the start of a new era in terms of sneaker release hype. Over the course of time in sneaker culture, there have been numerous releases that have taken place that I think a lot of people could name off the top of their head. Reason being, the reason that they stand out is because the releases, there is a lore behind them. And the reason that there is a lore behind them is because there were certain circumstances that took place that really set them apart. And I can think of a few off the top of my head. I can think of the Concord Jordan 11s. I can think of the Galaxy Foamposites. I can think of the Air Yeezy 2 Red Octobers. And of course, probably the most famous one, the Nike SB Dunk Low Pigeon. And what sets these apart is the fact that there was something about this release that goes beyond the norm. Sneaker releases are always going to come with a lot of hype. And back in the day when we used to all go outside, not me in particular, but when sneaker culture used to go outside to get these sneaker releases, and you put a ton of human beings in the same area looking for the same thing, there's exclusivity, there's limited resources, things are going to happen. And all of these have had their part or done their part in adding to the lore of sneaker culture, and each of them has their own story to tell. If you think about the Air Yeezy 2, that happened after Kanye had left Nike. And the way that it happened through a tweet, people didn't even know it was going to happen. Everything was crazy. The Nike SB Dunk Jeff Staple Pigeon, I mean, think about that. It put sneakers on the map for regular people. The other thing about a lot of these shoes is that they haven't retroed. We haven't really seen another iteration of them. And that's why the Concord 11s maybe won't be in the same category, because we do get retros of the very, very popular Jordans over the years. But as far as like the Galaxy Foams, they're going to be releasing in 2025. Are we going to feel the same way about them? But we're probably never going to see the Pigeon Dunks. We're probably never going to see the Yeezy 2s. And that leads us to now, where there have been a couple of examples in different ways in which sneaker companies have sort of either tried to fabricate or lucked into a release kind of standing out in this way. At the end of 2024, Nike SB released the Wizard of Oz Dunks, and they were the Poppy Field Dunks. And honestly, I wasn't a huge fan of them. I could sort of appreciate where they were coming from. I could appreciate the design around them. And much like Nike SB Dunks of old, they definitely went all the way in terms of the little things related to this release. I appreciate that. I appreciate all the nods to the movie. I appreciate all the details being fine-tuned and actually getting them right in execution. I do. Just wasn't for me. There was a story about a week ago about somebody going to get their pairs at a local skate shop and not getting those. What they got seemed like it was a one-of-one friends and family version of this shoe. it looked like the ruby slippers at the beginning of the movie when Dorothy just gets to Oz and the Wicked Witch of the West tries to destroy them. She's unable to do so, sparks fly, you know the whole story if you've seen the movie. And everything around that pair, from the way that the actual shoes looked, the insoles, the box, everything, it told this wonderful story. But from what we know, it doesn't seem like that is going to be a pair that anybody else is going to get. Now, was this done on purpose? Did Nike actually do this on purpose? I have no idea. It seems to me, by making it only one of one so far, that it was an accident. That this wasn't meant to go out to the general public. But now that it is out there, it has caused a story. People are talking about it. And this shoe, no doubt, in 10 years is going to be thousands of dollars on the resale market because this person who got it lucked into a financial situation that they probably can't pass up. I know that if it was me, I wouldn't want to sell them, but at some point, not selling them feels irresponsible. And then if you look at the upcoming release of the Jordan 1 High 85 Bred colorway, this is a shoe that has a history all of its own, unrelated to releases. The story goes way, way back that this shoe was banned by the NBA. The real story around that is a little bit murky, and we haven't seen too many retros of that recently. And now, in the middle of February, we are going to get this shoe back, and it's going to be the 85 cut. Nike and Jordan Brand are telling us that this is going to be the closest recreation of what Michael Jordan wore on the court. That, in and of itself, should be the major selling point. If you've been in sneaker culture long enough, this shoe should mean something to you. You should want to get it. But Jordan Brand is going a step further in trying to fabricate hype. How so? Well, first of all, they're making it extremely limited, and I'm doing a YouTube video that's going to release next week about that, but they're making it so limited that it's only going to be at 23 retailers. Obviously, 23 is the magic number here. It's very cute by Jordan Brand, but there's also only going to be 10,000 pairs of these. I think that that's a misstep, and that's what I'm going to talk about in that video. By doing this, Nike and Jordan Brand is trying to convince the community that this shoe is very limited. I think that's a mistake. They're also going even further down the road, and if you go to Nike.com right now, you're going to see Jordan 1's banned and blacked out on their website. They're blacking them out all over the country. And even if you go to Nike's headquarters, employees who are wearing Jordan 1's are getting these fake citations from this fake guy about wearing this shoe. And this is all, again, trying to play into the story of this shoe, which again has already told itself over time. That story should sell itself. This is an instance where I feel like Jordan Brand is trying to fabricate something that was never going to happen with the shoe in the first place. They're making something extremely limited, and they're going way out of their way to convince people to buy this shoe when, because it is so limited, the boots on the ground just are not going to get this shoe. The regular people like us most likely are not going to get this shoe. And we're already seeing early pairs up on YouTube and such, and it's like, we're not even going to get this. What they're doing is extremely corny. Now, this brings up an idea, as I mentioned early in the show, about are we headed toward a new era of sneaker release hype? And I think that maybe we might be, but I also think that it's going to take a little bit of time. I'm not sure we're actually going to get there. In today's sneaker world, I think one of the fundamental differences and what I think makes it difficult to get to the same level of hype that we did even 10 or 13 years ago is the fact that we have indoctrinated so many new people over the last decade or so and welcomed them into sneaker culture in one way or another. Now, resale is going to definitely help out this hype because if there is a shoe that is so limited, people are going to want to buy and sell it, of course. Back in the day, we didn't know how much stock that there was. Back in the day, we didn't know that we didn't have a chance to get something. And so when something like the Pigeon Dunk came out, it was so fire that people had to go get it. They didn't know that they weren't going to have a chance. In some way, they probably did, but you get my point, right? When social media is posting about the fact that there's only going to be 10,000 pairs, I can tell you right now, just in the sneaker chat that we have through this podcast, that people are already out on it because they know that those numbers are stupid low and they have absolutely no chance. There's no way that you're going to get to that level of hype by doing something like that. And I think it's just built into the fact that so many new people are in the culture. So many new people are in the culture for different reasons than people existed back in the day. And I'm talking about resale here. And then, of course, you have social media, which is ruining a lot of the allure. If they didn't tell us that, and they said that this shoe was going to be absolute fire, they hyped up the story and all of that, but they had not already told us that there was only going to be 10,000 pairs and that we were only going to have them at 23 retailers, they might have had something on their hands here. And that's the difference between these two things. You look at the Dorothy dunks, or excuse me, the Wizard of Oz dunks. That was potentially fabricated, but they did it in the right way. The way that it came out, the way that it was discovered, all that feels organic. Jordan Brand with the bread ones, not organic. And that's why I think, I don't know if we're in this new era. And sometimes these releases are just pieces that are lightning in a bottle. You don't know that it's going to happen. The circumstances come about that you just don't know and can't really predict. Could we have predicted that the Galaxy Foams were going to be traded for cars, or at least attempted to? No, of course not. There were people that were stabbed and beat up and shot, I think, for the Concord 11s. Did we know that was going to happen? Maybe, but probably not. And of course, with the Pigeon Dunks, did we know there were going to be riots? No. Jeff Staple had no clue. When the people were standing out there, they had no idea that they were going to be on the front page of a newspaper. Absolutely no clue. But here we are, and it happened. And I think it's the fact that we didn't really pull back the curtain. We didn't really know what went on. And that's just not going to be the case in 2025 and beyond. We're going to know more and more and more. And maybe, yeah, podcasts like this are not helping the cause because it's a little inside baseball, perhaps. But I think that there may be a chance, but it's going to take opportunities like the Wizard of Oz dunks and not opportunities like the way that Jordan Brand is going about it. It's unfortunate, but I think we all kind of have to accept the idea that sneaker culture has all of these different factions, that you can live it however you want, but there is a subset of us that appreciate the history, appreciate how we got here, and also are in it for what I consider the best reasons. Not necessarily the right reasons, but the best reasons. We're all in it for the love of sneakers. Do you think that we'll ever get back to those days of hype? And do you think that releases going forward will ever have that same feel? And we'll be talking about some releases 10, 20 years from now, the way that we talk about the Yeezy 2 Red Octobers, or the way that we talk about the Pigeon Dunks. Let me know. You can call the Fire Footwear Hotline, area code 202-643-9170. I told you at the top of the show, you can follow me on Instagram or TikTok. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe wherever it is you listen to your podcast, rate, review, share, all that good stuff. The community building is happening at the ground level. And I hope that as many of you want to be a part of it as possible. Hope this finds everybody well, fam. I hope this finds everybody safe. And I'll talk to you next time. This is Fire Footwear. Opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guest, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.